support for OPB comes from our members and from our sponsors, like Mike Rosenberg from Columbia Credit Union. Mike says they trust what they see and hear on OPB, and that aligns with Columbia Credit Union's brand.
This is Think Out Loud on OPB. I'm Dave Miller. It turns out chicks and ducks and geese do not need to scurry. Members of the Umatilla County Planning Commission said last week that there shouldn't be tighter restrictions on chickens and rabbits on rural residential property. In fact, they went in the opposite direction and recommended that people should be able to have more small livestock like sheep and goats than were allowed in the past. But the contentious debate over this issue has brought up bigger questions about rural life and county regulations. Barrett Thorsten has been covering this issue for the East Oregonian, and she joins us now. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
What prompted the Umatilla County Commission to take up changes to the number of chickens and rabbits and goats that folks can have in unincorporated areas?
Yeah, so the initial impetus, I guess, for this was complaints from residents around the county about noise that they couldn't do anything about coming from roosters. So representatives with the county's planning division said that they got multiple complaints straight to the county commissioners, and the commissioners in turn asked the planning division to take a look at what could be done. There were also concerns about cockfighting. And so when the planning division went to go and check into what the code says now and how it could be changed, they kind of decided to do a deeper dive into the whole code because it has been around since 1972 without changing.
Can you explain the two main rule changes that the Planning Commission was considering?
Yes. So the first is was that they were considering increasing the maximum number of small livestock per acre, like sheep and goats, from 2 to 4. And that was a code that most people didn't even really know about. I mean, this whole code is. So there were a lot of people that kind of implied, without coming right out and saying, that they did not meet that limit already. But they saw this as kind of a good thing because it's expanding the number of livestock that people could have on their farms and their rural residential properties. And then the other main rule change was limiting poultry and small, you know, fur-based animals like rabbits to 40 per lot. So regardless of the size of the lot, if it's a single tax lot, they could only have up to 40 and only up to 2 roosters. Right now, there's not a differentiation between roosters and other kinds of poultry.
There was a meeting last week to discuss these amendments. What was it like?
It was well attended, which they said does not normally happen. I think there were about 100 people there. And it definitely was, you know, intense. People seemed frustrated. It did stay, for the most part, respectful of everyone involved. It was long. It lasted about 4 hours, I think. About 26 community members spoke, and 24 of them were in opposition to any changes, and some of them even speaking out against the code itself. So it definitely got, you know, emotional, and people were talking about the impacts that this would have on their livelihood and the way that they live their lives.
One of the points that some attendees made was that if noise was one of the big problems to begin with, the county should just focus on that specifically. How did the planning division manager respond?
Yes, that was a big concern and a big point that people talked about. And the planning division manager basically said, if there's nothing in the code about it, there's no way to enforce it. And right now, there aren't limits on, you know, and this code specifically is a land use code. So it has nothing to do with noise. And so the idea was if they could change the way that the land use code worked and limit the number of animals, that would limit the noise. And so the separate noise ordinance as well. Additionally, county council said it couldn't be used because that noise ordinance does not include agricultural uses. So if noise is the problem, as was kind of discussed, there really isn't anything that the county can do about that specifically without it being in the code. And so the planning division manager was just basically trying to say, it's not in the code, so we can't do anything about it. And it needs to be in the code if we want to do anything about it. So to even respond to it, it needs to be in the code first.
In the end, the Planning Commission voted to recommend that county leaders let people have more small livestock like goats and sheep, but they didn't want county commissioners to tighten restrictions on roosters and chickens and rabbits. What was their reasoning?
Their reasoning was expanding the number of small livestock seemed like a good thing. Even if people didn't know about it already, the code already, like, this would allow them to be more compliant potentially with the code. And it seemed like a good thing to them. People generally seemed fairly neutral about that change. And the planning division was definitely in favor of that. The commission voted not to recommend limiting the chickens and roosters and rabbits, because that's what the community was saying. That's what they heard from the community. And I think that everyone who spoke was very much against it. And the Planning Commission basically told the Planning Division, so the commission, is separate from the Planning Division, which is, staff members of the county. And the commission told the county staff that it would be great if there was a way to look into addressing this issue in a different way as residents in the county in the rural areas are requesting. So because the people didn't want enforcement in this way on poultry and rabbits, it's the Planning Commission voted to listen to them.
Barrett, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Barrett Thorson is a reporter for the East Oregonian. Tomorrow on the show, Portland Public Schools is proposing cutting $30 million from next year's budget. We'll talk to the interim superintendent about what that could mean for students, teachers, and staff. Thanks very much for tuning in to Think Out Loud on OPB and KLCC. I'm Dave Miller. We'll be back tomorrow.
Think Out Loud is supported by Steve and Jan Oliva, the Rose E. Tucker Charitable Trust, Michael, Kristen, Andrew Kern, and Anna Sanford.
So much of what we talk about on this show has to do with what's happening right now. But there's a lot of history behind these conversations. OPB's Salmon Wars podcast will give you insights into some of that history. It tells the story of one Yakima Nation family that's been fighting for salmon in the Columbia River across generations. Find Salmon Wars wherever you listen to podcasts.